You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. It's time for us to check in once again with HAGAI, RNIB Scotland's award-winning youth forum. And we're joined by HAGAI member Georgia, who's been involved since 2015. Hi, Georgia. Can you tell us about your sight loss journey?
So I was born with only vision in one eye, which isn't that good in the first place. I can see objects, but I can't read at arm's length, and I rely on a binocular, a phone camera, and screen magnification and bigger pointers, which sometimes makes me look like I'm doing absolutely fine, but especially if I'm tired or if it's lower light, it can be really hard to see where I'm going. It can be quite a struggle to just get stuff done.
Can you give us a brief overview of HAGAI as kind of a long-term member who's seen it change and grow over the last few years?
So HAGAI is a youth forum, which sounds like a really boring term, but really what it means is it's a group of young people with sight loss between the ages of 16 and 25. And a lot of people come from all around Scotland to meet up four times a year, and some part of it is campaigning for change and raising awareness, but another part of it is peer support, just getting to talk to people like me and all that.
And what do you think have been some of the biggest changes since when you first joined in 2015?
Oh, one of the biggest changes, in my opinion, was the introduction of online meetings, because when the pandemic hit, HAGAI had to go into hibernation because everything we did was in person. And when we came out of the pandemic, instead of just doing the in-person meetings four times a year, we now also do online meetings every 2 weeks, which is frequent enough to get things done and catch up with everybody while also not having to facilitate, you know, oh, we need a location, we need to book the venue and get everyone together, make sure they're available. And I think it's been a really positive change.
And what are some of the most exciting projects that you've worked on?
So my favourite project, which is technically still going, is a campaign to raise awareness about accessible voting. And one of the things that we do is we visit schools. Recently we visited Uddingston Grammar School, which has a population of visually impaired pupils. And what we do is we recreate the voting experience with authentic equipment from the local council, including tactile voting devices, the actual polling stations and everything like that, and with very realistic looking ballot papers. And we get modern studies pupils to come in and wear sim specs, which simulate different eye conditions, and then they will try and vote using this tactile device. And a lot of them really report that, oh, it's really hard and it's really difficult to do that, and they'll come away with a little sticker with the HAGAI logo on it, and they'll probably talk about it for the rest of the day. And I think it really does impact people.
And alongside being able to work on lots of exciting projects, what are some of the personal benefits you think you've gained from being in HAGAI and being involved?
Well, since I joined, I've gained a lot more confidence just in general mobility, not just from learning it from outside sources, but because the HAGAI meetings are all over Scotland, I've had to take trains to Aberdeen and all over the place. And because of that, I've just become more comfortable travelling around on my own. And also, quite a few of my closest friends are from HAGAI because we met at the meetings and then would talk after it, you know, since we're just walking around Aberdeen or wherever.
Do you think HAGAI's helped you figure out kind of other projects and passions that you want to follow as time goes on?
Definitely. I've figured out that, you know, I can be a team leader if I want to be, even though I was a very shy teenager when I joined. But over the years, I've gotten better at a bit of public speaking and just coordinating with other people. And because of the teamwork stuff, I feel that would really help me in the future when I'm trying to get a job, which my passion is computer science and software development, which involves a lot of teamwork. So being exposed to such a concept from a young age of having to work as a team, it's really, really beneficial.
And how does it feel to now be an experienced member that can support young people?
Oh, it's a really nice feeling to just help some of the younger people, just talk to them about things. And my favourite thing that happens is that they might talk about a situation and, you know, I'll respond like, oh yeah, that's happened to me too, I can totally relate to that. And you can see that they get more comfortable as they observe meetings. Usually they'll just kind of talk a little bit in the first meeting that they're ever in, and then as it goes on, they start speaking more and more and more. And just watching the younger members do that, it's just really heartwarming.
And what are some of the upcoming projects that you're really excited to be doing for yourself and both for the sort of other younger members?
One of the sort of upcoming projects, which has only just recently started, but it's going to be going on for a long time, is Swap With Me bus sessions, where I am going to be swapping with bus drivers, where they have to go on buses with sim specs and try and buy a ticket or scan their card. And we also do meetings with them to just, you know, explain what it's like to use a bus as a person with sight loss. And even though it's officially not Haggai, I still kind of got pulled from Haggai, and I wouldn't have known about it unless I was with Haggai. So it was a really good project to get involved in. And in terms of Haggai, we've got a lot of stuff coming up. We've got the electronic newsletter now, the Haggazine, which everyone should subscribe to. It's really good.
And where can people find the Haggazine and learn more about Haggai?
Our main source of information is actually Twitter, at Haggai Family. So everyone should follow that. And on that Twitter, there will also be, you know, a link to subscribe to the Haggazine, which you should also do because there's very fun stuff on it. And there is also an email, which is on the Twitter as well. But mainly, the Twitter seems to be the best place to go.
And why would you encourage people to consider joining Haggai?
My main reason is because the hoodies are very, very comfortable. But my other reason would be that it will definitely boost your confidence over time. And, you know, it's something to stick on your CV at the end of the day, especially if you are a younger member and you might be in school, you might be feeling alone and isolated. And this is a really good way to bridge that gap and meet people like you.
Well, thank you so much, Georgia from Haggai, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.